Well, good morning, Central. How many of you are glad this morning, as Paul wrote that song and we sang that song, that the name of Jesus is greater than sickness, that the name of Jesus is greater than fear and anxiety and depression? I'm glad for that this morning, that he has the name above every name. No matter what you're dealing with today, his name is more powerful than your situation today. Good morning, Central, and for those of you that are fortunate enough to be mothers, happy Mother's Day today. We bless you in the Lord. Pray that you have a great, great day today. Let's pray it together. God, we're grateful for the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in us. We're grateful this morning, Father, for the truth of your word, and we pray that, Holy Spirit, you would open the word of truth to us today, that you would convict our hearts. Lord, we give you permission to guide us and to lead us and to convict us, to show us where we're going wrong, that we might do it right. And so be with us now, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we are continuing a series this morning called Street Smarts. It's a study in the book of Proverbs. And I'd like you to open your Bibles, if you have a Bible this morning, to Proverbs chapter 9. We'll jump in there in just a moment. Now, last week, we talked about the wisdom of self-awareness. Self-awareness being understanding who we really are, recognizing and knowing our weaknesses. But self-awareness is useless unless we're willing to change. And being willing to change requires that we are teachable. Teachability. What a lost virtue in our culture. In a culture where everyone wants to be right and demands that they're right and imposes their rightness on other people, what a lost virtue. The virtue of a teachable spirit. And that's what we're going to talk about today. See, being teachable is being willing to both be corrected and to be instructed. Correction is being told what we're doing wrong, and instruction is being told how to do it right. Don't you love when people tell you that you're wrong? Isn't that pleasant? Don't you like it when people tell you that you didn't handle that situation right? Or when people point out character flaws in you? Or suggest that you have attitude problems. Don't you love that? I don't. I struggle with being corrected. Ask my elder board over the years, or ask my wife today. Correction can make me feel like a failure, humiliated, and sometimes angry. But that's not God's intention for correction. God wants correction and instruction in our lives to make life meaningful. I went back this week and read the entire book of Proverbs, and I counted 110 verses where we're instructed either to receive correction or to receive instruction. 110 times. You know what that means? That means correction and instruction are a big deal to God. Why? Because Christianity isn't about going to church or keeping a bunch of rules or trying to impress God with your good works. Christianity is about becoming like Jesus, having our nature conformed to the nature of Christ, so that when people in your relational world look at you, they see Jesus. And without being teachable, we will never become like Christ. So here's my question this morning. How do you respond to being corrected? Do you get mad? Do you feel insulted? Do you get defensive? Or maybe when someone is correcting you or instructing you, you turn the tables on them and you begin to take the opportunity to point out their flaws, to tell them everything that's wrong with them, if they're going to tell you everything that's wrong with you. And that happens in so many marriages. When a spouse will finally get up the courage to address an issue in their mate's character or life, and they finally share that, and it's met with, well, yeah, but if you weren't so blah, blah, blah. Or maybe when you're corrected or instructed, you go and you tell other people how stupid that person is for suggesting that about your character. Or maybe you just roll your eyes when they correct you and say, whatever, whatev, or blah, blah, blah. I've done all of the above in response to being corrected and instructed. See, I often respond the wrong way because my sinful nature struggles to embrace my immaturity. Let me say that again. When I'm being corrected, I resist it at times because my sinful nature really struggles at the idea that I'm immature. You see, correction is like someone handing you a mirror and asking you to look at yourself in the mirror. And we're forced to look at who we are. And we're forced to deal with the reality of who we are, like it or not. To whatever degree the correction is true, we're forced to look in the mirror and make adjustments in our life. Proverbs says that we can't live the life that God intends for us without being teachable. Proverbs 6:23 says, "For this command is a lamp, and this teaching a light." In other words, it shows us the way, the commands of God, the teaching of God, and correction and instruction are the way of life. Correction and instruction is the way of life. There's no way around it. The road to life is paved with correction and instruction. Proverbs 13:18 says, "If you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept correction, you will be honored." Would you rather live a life of honor or disgrace? How you respond to correction and instruction in your life determines whether your life is one of honor or one of disgrace. As you think about this morning, I want to summarize what I'm sharing by saying this. Wise people are teachable. Wise people are teachable. They receive correction and they receive instruction. Our text this morning is in Proverbs chapter 9, beginning in verse 7. Let me read that to you. "Anyone who rebukes or corrects a mocker or a fool will get an insult in return or an insult for himself. Anyone who corrects the wicked will get hurt. So don't bother correcting mockers. They will only hate you. But correct the wise, and they, on the other hand, will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be even wiser. Teach the righteous, and they will learn even more. Correct a fool, and you'll get an insult. They'll hate you. Correct a wise person, and they will love you because they will become even wiser as a result of your instruction and correction." Teachable people believe several things, and I want to just share three really quick things with you that people that are teachable actually believe. And the first is this: I don't know everything. I have a lot to learn. That's what teachable people really believe, that I don't know everything. See, wise people are on a quest to learn about life. They want to learn about God. They want to learn about themselves. They want to learn about how things work. They want to learn about relationships. They want to learn about the natural world. They are learners. Because wise people know that maturity in life comes through learning. Proverbs 15:14. "A wise person is hungry for knowledge, while fools feed on trash." Think about that one for a minute. How true is that today? Fools fill their minds with trash instead of knowledge. Before we label everyone else a fool, with COVID-19, we seem to have a little more time. What are you filling your time with? What are you learning about? Netflix, Hulu? Or are you taking this as an opportunity to really dig in and learn with the extra time that you have? Grow and mature with the extra time that you have. Read significant books. Read the scriptures. Read things that are going to build and enhance your spiritual life and teach you about God and yourself Are you wasting the time, or are you wise with your time and learning as we go through this? Chapter 18, verse 15 in Proverbs. I know I'm giving you a lot of Proverbs today, but that's the book we're studying. And over 110 times it talks about receiving correction or instruction. Proverbs 18, 15, the mind of the prudent or the wise acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. The ear of the wise person pursues the voice of knowledge, wisdom. Wise people have a lot to learn. Fools, on the other hand, think they know everything. Do you know that guy? Do you know that girl that thinks that they know everything? Which is your attitude? That you have a lot to learn, or that you know everything? See, God wants your best life. And so in order for you to live your best life, here's what he does. He brings people into your life to help you learn. People like parents, teachers, coaches, friends, bosses, pastors, to correct you and to teach you. I hope you value those people God brings into your life because they're gifts. Gifts to move you along the path of life toward maturity and becoming like Christ as they speak into your life the things that you need to learn and understand. See, wise people see every day as an opportunity to learn. So if we are to be wise, we are to seek knowledge, not act as if we already know everything. Again, Proverbs 12, 15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel. The fool sees himself as right in his own eyes. The wise listen to and seek wise counsel. I got a chuckle from some of these sayings this week. Maybe you will as well, but let me ask, do any of these ring true for you? The first says this, you are entitled to have an opinion. I'm just letting you know that it's stupid. Or maybe this one, I'm not arguing with you, I'm just explaining to you why you're wrong. Or maybe this one, the sooner you realize I'm always right, the better off we will be. Or my favorite, I'm not always right, but when I am, it's usually all the time. Go ahead, turn to your spouse, say, Pastor's talking about you again. Go ahead, you have permission. Just point to your spouse, say, Pastor's talking about you today. He's picking on you again today. See, a fool is a fool because his definition of success, do you know what it is? Always being right. That's how a fool determines if his day's been successful, if he's the one that's always right. Is that your definition of success? Being right. Is that how you treat your parents? Success in life is you as a child being right. Is that how you treat your coaches? That you're always right. Is that how you treat your spouse? Success is always being right. Or your friends. Parents, is that how you treat your kids? The successful parenting means you're always right. I wonder how many marriages, friendships, parent-child relationships or working relationships could be healthy if the goal wasn't to be right, but to be willing to learn. I wonder how much health that might add to your relationships, to your marriage, with your kids, at work. If the goal wasn't to be right, the goal was to be willing to learn from each other. See, a wise person walks through life saying, I could be doing something wrong right now because I don't know everything. Friends, that is a teachable spirit. Someone that walks through their day saying to themselves, I could be, there's a chance, I could be doing something wrong today because I don't know everything. If there was a right way or a better way to do something in your life, would you want to know? If someone could point out to you a better way or a right way to do something, would you even change? Would you even take the time to listen? See, learning a new way to do something or learning a better way to do something It makes you wise. A fool rejects discipline and instruction. He has no desire to learn from others. Proverbs 18:2, fools have no interest in understanding or learning from people. They only want to air their own opinions. They just want to hear themselves talk. When they engage you in conversation, it's not to learn from you, it's to impose their opinion on you. The second thing that teachable people really do believe is that the message is more important than the messenger. Sometimes what people say to us is right, but it might be in the wrong time, or it might be with the wrong words, or it might be with the wrong spirit. When that happens, the messenger blinds us to the message. Who shares it becomes more important than what is being shared. And unfortunately, that happens quite often when we lose the message in the messenger. Sometimes we limit our willingness to learn to those that we think are experts. It's why sometimes kids don't listen to their parents, but they listen to coaches. They listen to teachers. They listen to their youth pastor because those are the experts. Mom and dad, not so much. Henry Nouwen was a famous Christian theologian and author, a Catholic priest. He lectured at Notre Dame and Yale and Harvard. He had a brilliant mind. In his later years, Nouwen went on to work with individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. In that time of being in this home for developmentally disabled people, he learned his need not just to teach, but to learn. Listen to what Henry Nouwen says in his book, In the Name of Jesus. It took me a long time to feel safe in this unpredictable climate, and I still have moments in which I clamp down and tell everyone to shut up, get in line, listen to me, and believe what I say. But I'm also getting in touch with the mystery that leadership, for a large part, means to be led. I discover that I'm learning many new things, not just about the pains and struggles of wounded people, but also about their unique gifts and graces. They teach me about joy and peace, love and care and prayer, what I could never have learned in any academy. They also teach me what nobody else could have taught me about grief, violence, fear, and indifference. Most of all, they give me a glimpse of God's first love, often at moments when I start feeling depressed and discouraged. Like Henry Nouwen, all of us need to transition in our life from being the teacher to being the student. Have you been able to make that transition from the one instructing in relationships to the one being taught? Henry's point is that we can learn from anyone that God places in our life. A Harvard professor can learn profound spiritual and social truths from developmentally disabled people. Wise people can learn from anyone. Parents, can you learn from your children? Leaders, can you learn from your subordinates? Republicans, can you learn from Democrats? And Democrats, can you learn from Republicans? Can you learn from people with different ideologies? Can you learn from people with different backgrounds? Can you learn from people at a different socioeconomic level as you? Are you teachable? Are you willing to learn and not always be the teacher in life? Wise people can learn from anyone. I get that how people bring instruction and correction can make it hard or easy to receive. But no one's perfect. There is no perfect messenger. So my encouragement is focus on the message and not the messenger. In Numbers chapter 22, there's a really interesting story. The prophet Balaam, who was a wicked prophet, but a prophet nonetheless, was encouraged by the king of Moab, his name was Balak, to come to Moab and to speak a curse over Israel who had encamped around Moab. He saw that the army was way too big for him to overtake on his own, and he wanted a prophet to curse them. And Balaam said, I can't say what God isn't saying. If God doesn't say curse them, I can't curse them. And God didn't even want Balaam to go to Moab, but Balak encouraged him. So Balaam got on his donkey and began going to Moab. And on his way, the angel of the Lord appeared on the road in front of Balaam and his donkey. And the donkey saw the angel of the Lord and saw that the angel of the Lord was telling them to stop and not go on. So the donkey would go to the side of the road and stop, and Balaam would hit the donkey and curse the donkey. And eventually the donkey just laid down out of fear and reverence for the Lord. And eventually the Lord opened the mouth of the donkey and he spoke to Balaam, essentially rebuked, corrected Balaam. The point of that story is God can use anyone to speak to us. God can use anyone to warn us. God can use anyone to correct us. God even uses donkeys. My experience is that sometimes in my life, God uses donkeys to correct me. God may use a donkey in your life to bring correction in your life. But the reality is that wise people are teachable. Are you teachable? And the third thing that teachable people believe is that there's usually some truth to all criticism. There's usually some truth to all criticism. And when we get mad and defensive about someone correcting or instructing us, our tendency is to deny that any of it's true, right? We say none of that's true when we get defensive. We don't realize that a little truth is still truth, and it needs to be dealt with in our lives. A number of years ago, myself with a number of our staff went to Eagle Brook Church in Minneapolis and did a 2-year training program for leadership. At the end of that 2-year program, all of the lead pastors in that group had to go through what's called a 360-degree evaluation, simply meaning that people on your team, people that serve you, people that are your peers, and people that are above you, give input as to your leadership, what they feel about your leadership. In my case, that meant the elder board, some of the elders, people on my team, and then people that served under me and with me gave input. And at the end of that, I was to have lunch with the director of this program and go over this 360-degree evaluation. And I remember sitting down in a coffee shop out in Albert Lea that day and thinking I was just going to fly through with golden colors. And he said, Jeff, I need to talk to you about the feelings that your team has about you. He said, this isn't going to be pretty. You may not like this. And one of the things that nearly everyone at those different levels said was, Jeff doesn't listen well. And he shared that with me. And I said, that's just not true. Jeff always listens well. I'm listening to you right now, right? Jeff always listens well. And I had to look in the mirror and decide, is that true? Does Jeff really not listen well? And as we went over that, he said, let me just share with you why that might be in the first couple years of you taking over a church. And he shared with me why that attitude of having strong convictions and knowing where you want to go and maybe giving the appearance that you're not listening to people could get you by for the first couple of years. But he said, if you don't change that, it's going to be destructive in your leadership. I have a decision to make. Am I going to be teachable? Am I going to listen to, as I look in the mirror, to things that I don't really like, immaturity in my life that I need to address? So it was required that I met with the chairman of our elder board, Ben Lee, at the time, and we set up a plan. Ben sat down with me and created a structured plan to begin to overcome some of the weaknesses that came out of this 360-degree evaluation. It was one of the best things, one of the most hurtful and difficult things I went through, but one of the best things. Sometimes you look in the mirror and you don't like what you see, but the wise are teachable in life. Remember that correction and instruction is like handing us a mirror. We may not like what we see. Proverbs 8:33 says, listen to my instruction and be wise. Don't ignore it. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Don't ignore it. Proverbs 15:5, a fool rejects his father's discipline, but he who regards reproof or correction is sensible or wise. To ignore or reject instruction is to believe that none of it applies to you, and you completely dismiss it. I suggest to people that whenever we are corrected, that we ask ourselves the question, not is this true, but to what degree is this true? Remember, there's always some truth to all criticism. I encourage myself to do that. Even if I don't like it, Lord, okay, so to what degree is this true in my life? And then I process that, and then I take it to the Lord. That's the second step. And I say, God, would you help me? Would you help me to understand the degree to which this is true in my life? And I allow the Holy Spirit to talk to me about that and to reveal the degree to which I need to change in terms of that. And then, if necessary, and it may not be necessary, go to a friend that knows you. And don't say, so-and-so said I'm this. Is that true? Instead, word it this way. Someone shared with me that I have a tendency toward this. To what degree do you see that in my life? To what degree do you see me operating that way? We tend to do it the other way, don't we? We get miffed and we get mad at somebody for correcting us. We go to someone else. We go to our friend immediately before we process, before we take it to the Lord. We go to someone and say, what an idiot. Can you believe what they said about me? Not taking the mirror and looking ourselves. Not looking up to God and asking his opinion, but going immediately to someone else and bashing the person that criticized us. Wise people walk through life with three beliefs. I don't know everything. I have a lot to learn. The message is more important than the messenger. God can speak through anyone. And there's usually some truth in all criticism. In this crazy season of COVID-19, what is God trying to teach you? And what is your response? Do you need to repent today before the Lord of always having to be right? Do you need to embrace a painful truth about yourself that God is trying to teach you? Maybe you need to go and tell the messenger that you were frustrated with, a parent, a coach, or a friend, a boss, and tell them that you're going to work on that area of your life. Or maybe you need to humble your heart today and make Jesus Christ the leader of your life and follow him and be taught by him. I want to end by praying with you this morning. And I want to say that an unteachable spirit is a thief that robs us from our destiny. And some of you are being robbed of your destiny today. How many of you there that are watching me today would like a brand new life? A fresh start with God, that would be willing to humble yourself before him and be teachable before him. Would you pray with me? If that's you this morning, would you just say, Lord, my heart's been hard. I've rebelled against you. I've sinned against you, and I need your forgiveness. And today I humble myself and I say, Jesus, would you be the leader of my life? I need forgiveness. I need grace. Lord, would you forgive me and would you save me and would you give me your Holy Spirit now? Lord, for those of us today that already know you, would you soften our hearts? Would you give us a teachable spirit? Would you help us to be those that love correction and instruction? Would you help us to be those that are on the path to life because we're willing to be taught and corrected? Lord, we decide right now we don't have to be right, but we want to learn. We want to be taught. In Christ's name, amen.
Song.
Just a reminder to Central people, we're continuing in the 30-day Street Smarts Challenge, reading a chapter of Proverbs every day, depending on the day of the month. So continue in that this week. And let me just end by speaking a blessing over you this morning. May you seek the wisdom of a teachable heart. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to counsel. If you ignore criticism, you will end in poverty and disgrace. If you accept correction, you will be honored. The command is a lamp and the teaching a light. And correction and instruction are the way to life. Amen. God bless you.